Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday, Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson, and of course, this music right here means the very special Naima Turner is here with a very special report, the do's and don'ts for ladies this summer. So you're talking like no mid-thigh skirts at the office?
I'm talking no ratchetness.
No ratchetness. Ooh, wow, okay.
Yeah. I just taught my 80-year-old mother the word ratchet this week. And she couldn't say it. She kept saying racket. Wretched. She kept saying everything but ratchet.
But
she finally got it the other day. My mother said ratchet the other day.
That's hysterical.
It was a hysterical moment, for sure.
Well, to be frank, I don't know what it is about warm weather that makes some women want to just pull out all the ratchetness.
They're hot.
You know, that's whatever. And don't get me wrong. I think some start out with the intention of wanting their outfit to look sexy. But somewhere in preparation of putting the look together, they lose their way. But every woman should know that when trends are presented, they should take a few questions into account, such as, can I pull this off? How can I pull it off? And I think the good intention is mixed in with not totally knowing how to coordinate it. And that leads to the ratchetness. So here are a few ways to avoid the R category this summer. First up, short etiquette. Yesterday, I noticed quite a few young women trying the short shorts look. But here's the thing. Their shorts look ratchet when they are too short and being worn and looking like underwear and cut really high. What's seen in a video or on a celeb isn't meant for a stroll down a city street, period.
So no denim panties, that's one.
Exactly. Gotcha. Short shorts are fine, but find a pair that comes at least 5 inches past your feminine parts. And if you are a full figure, why not try a Bermuda shirt, which can look just as sexy.
Culottes.
Yeah.
We used to call them.
You know, just find the right pair for you. And if you do wear them with taste. See, sexiness doesn't equal ratchetness. It's a difference. Next up, crop tops. Ladies who want to bear their midriffs should do so mindfully, depending on their figure and age. Let's be honest. While style is ageless, there are age-appropriate ways to pull off a trend. And the crop top is one of them. I'm in my mid-30s, so I'm not showing my midriff unless I'm on a beach or home. But a great way to wear the look is with a high-cut skirt or like I did yesterday with a tank top and jeans.
Can I just toss in a rule of thumb or suggestion right here?
Go ahead, Derek.
If your tummy sticks out further than your breast, no crop top. And if your arms are the same size as your thighs, no tank top. Just throwing it out there. Go ahead.
Whoa.
I love it.
Okay. Call keeping it real.
Exactly. And lastly, wearing white. Now, Deanna.
Oh. Yes.
White is a major trend for summer. But on the day that a woman wants to wear a white skirt or white pants, that's not the same day you should decide to wear polka dot underwear or pink, like a bright pink or something that's totally off. Mm. Instead, wear flesh tone neutral underwear, something bright under white.
Everybody listening, paying attention?
Exactly. Whew.
It's called Spanx, or in my case, Donna Karen. Yeah. I'm a Donna Karen girl. It holds a lot in and
it
flesh
holds
color.
It in and no one knows that you're wearing it. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
That?
If
yeah.
it's a white about the white jeans or white skirt, let it be about the white jeans or the white skirt, not your polka dot panties. Okay. Well, those are a few of my tips for staying hot and looking great instead of ratchet. Stay off the ratchet list for the summer.
Yes.
For more on today's segment, visit oldschool103.com. This has been the Style Group Report with Naima Turner for Soulful Sunday with Deanna Williams and Derek Sampson on Old School 100.3.
You shouldn't go in.